I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Pero ano, siguro as a silver lining na lang, you wouldn't be as good as you are right now if it weren't for that. Eh kasi you had years of like training kasi you're always doing work.
Yeah, I get by. But you know, with my new work, it really shows that I have a lot to learn. Hello mga kapitbahay, this is Yudes.
And Athena here. Kala nyo may haba, no?
And y'all are listening to
Kudazzers.
So, another kudaan na naman na kaming dalawa lang ni Athena ni Iwan because, well, you know, things. Sorry, has to take care of some things for work and stuff like that. So, sorry. Wherever you are, sana kumakapit ka. Love you, love, para sa bayan. And then si Ina, well, buntis duties. Kailangan niya asikasuin ang kanya si Mingming Zorcon Bolivar because malapit na ang due date. So, may mga yung mga last minute pamilihan and stuff like that. Kailangan pa asikasuhin. So, ayun, kaya kami ni Athena ni Iwan dito kasi wala kaming ginagawa sa buhay. Charot!
Wala tayong ginagawa sa buhay!
Okay, charot lang. Well, because we have time for it. And I think...
And energy.
Hindi namamanas yung paa natin.
Tama. Ate Ina, kung nasaan ka man, higa ka lang.
Hindi kasi I think mostly lately kasi office work tayo. No? Hindi umaatikabo yung trabaho natin, Athena. So I think more or less, kahit physically pagod tayo, meron pa rin tayo enough mental energy. Activated pa yung utak natin para makipagkudaan after.
Tama.
So, ibig sabihin yan, sentimental na naman. Senti-senti na naman yung topic today. Ang weird, no? Pag tayong dalawa, in-expect ko dati, panibaklaan lang yung gagawin natin. Pero ngayon, wala. Nag-ano na tayo. Uma-adult-adult sadness na tayo.
Eh, dati din naman pagka tayong dalawa. Ay, hindi pala. Dati pag tayong dalawa, lagi, apparently, pagka nagdadalawang episode, ay dalawang tao lang tayo sa episode. Laging tayong dalawa lang. Kahit nung nagsustudio pa tayo, tayong dalawa lang lagi.
Oh, no, no. It's a pattern. But I like it because, well, it's always nice because I feel like it's more intimate and I don't feel the need to juggle conversations, which is not really a struggle in itself. But alam mo yun, iba pa rin yung mental energy. But at the same time, it's also a challenge in itself because my God. parang, I think it's during these times where in talaga that's a challenge natin yung isa't isa in terms of ano yung ready natin ilabas.
Tama. Ready na ako sa pag-cloud chasing direct.
Anyway, sige. So today, so before yung kudaan na to ng mga kapitbahay, nag-unwind muna kami ni Athena parang pre-game namin sa kuda. And we were talking about yung mga ganap sa work. And parang we came into the idea of the different hats we have to wear in order to survive every day. So what do we mean by that? Na parang... yung sense of self natin. I don't know about you, Athena, but this is what I believe. Yung sense of self natin is always hati-hati yan. Parang, which isn't to say na the other halves are fake, no? Because I think yun yung ano eh. I think yun yung, to me, that's one of the terrible misconceptions or that's one of the misconceptions right now wherein real rawness or truth is misconstrued or is understood as being rude. Does that make sense? No, I'm just being real, chemic, mga ganyan bagay. And I don't think that's necessarily the case. But, and, you know, when we face, like, for example, the youths that is talking to you right now is fundamentally different to the youths na humaharap sa mga, like, for example, security guards, mga nagtitinda sa sari-sari store. Which isn't to say na fake yung youths na yun, no? It's just, I think we have to adjust the way we are, or the way we act, or the way we talk, when depending on the people we're talking to. And that doesn't necessarily make it fake. I think it's just one part of a whole. If that makes sense. So, but what about you, Athena? What do you think about this kind of with this? What do you think about this?
I think yung mga hats na to, kasi we're talking about hats, di ba?
Yeah.
Ang funny, we're talking our sense of self in different hats kasi we place ourselves in different situations and we react differently sa mga taong nakapaligid sa atin. So, for example, sa work, iba yung trato ko sa mga tao sa work compared sa tao sa loob ng bahay namin. Iba yung trato ko sa mga kapitbahay namin, ganon. So, like, it's so amazing. Na-amaze lang ako na we can transform into different kinds of people.
Versions of ourselves.
Version of ourselves. Parang iba-ibang tao ka sa na hinaharap mo sa iba't ibang tao. Which, I mean, pero meron pa din naman yung parang core. Pillar. Parang pillar ng pagkatao mo. And I think, parang, di ba, isn't it, like, when you think about it, kasi it's something na hindi mo iniisip everyday, eh. Parang it just comes naturally. Kasi,
it's one of those things that you just do, and I get what you mean.
And hindi mo siya iniisip na parang, oh, I need to be like this. No, it just comes naturally out of you. And like, sometimes when you parang, pagkatinignan mo siya in a bigger picture, parang, ang galing how our minds can do that.
It's like, I know, it's like saying your name. It's not, you never say your name. Unless you're introducing yourself. But how often is it that you have to introduce yourself, no? Well, that's funny coming from a podcaster na lagi ni-introduce yung sarili nila. But then, in an everyday situation, how often do you really introduce yourself and you say your name? So when you say your name, it doesn't slide off as easily as much as other names. But anyway, sige. Let's go now to the conversation, no? How do you feel like which of the hats do you like the most? Or which of the hats do you find yourself so interested in?
Ako, pag may independent hat. Yung kapag mag-isa lang ako, tapos I'm doing the things that I want to do. Well, kasi feeling ko, when I was younger, I would choose the party girl hat. But not anymore, because I'm not that kind of. I don't.
Like when you were younger, you were wearing your party girl hat all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Pero, even if you're supposed to be wearing your student hat, you were wearing your party girl hat.
Nakalimutan kasi may hangover pa. But right now, I'm enjoying my independent hat because I don't get to wear it as often as I would want it.
Why?
Because, you know, I'm always, since ngayon, I'm in a relationship and now I am surrounded with work. I'm rarely alone. So kahapon, actually, nagpunta ako ng Mega Mall mag-isa. Nag-commute ako papunta doon. Baliw-baliwan lang, B. Imbis na mag-angkas, mag-commute ka, ganon. Parang, for me, those hours of stillness, parang kumbaga with myself, parang nare-reboost ba? Or parang basta na re-recharge niya yung mental battery ko. When I'm feeling burnt out, I usually tend to run to that hat. Because that hat is always so calm and always doing what she wants. Tapos like parang ini-indulge niya yung time for herself. And then parang even grocery shopping is therapeutic. Parang everything she does is for mental wellness. Parang kumbaga.
I like that you talk to her on the, in the third person. Everything that she does. It's like, parang hiwalay siya sa'yo.
Kasi nga, I rarely wear that hat. And every time I wear that hat, I have the greatest time. Kasi I always feel well rested after that.
Oh, independent. You know what? The independent hat is something that a lot of people are very reluctant on taking, because I think that's true, because you're more prone to moments of stillness, which makes way or time for, you know,
reflection
for of things that you don't want to reflect about, no? But I also think I'm happy, personally, I'm happy that you're able to access that kind of perspective on it, on that part of yourself as early as now. Because to me, it took a while. It's not that I wasn't independent, although I think I would argue otherwise. But I like to think I'm independent. I'm independent enough. Alam mo yan. I mean, hindi ako na-relate sa pag-pay ng bills and stuff like that. But accessing that part of myself came way later on. Ilang taon ka na now?
23.
I think it was only, well, you know what, thinking about it, it was about the same age pala. But I think, you know, at that time, I would never have that kind of clarity about it. I would never have that kind of thinking about it. You know, all I knew, I was doing this. I think at that time, I was thinking about my independent self in a very robotic way. It's what I have to do. But now, I think that's a side effect of the pandemic, no? It's people are thrown into an introspective kind of an attitude. And I think it shows with the way, I think it shows now in everywhere you look, no? When you meet friends again, it's always about, well, I guess it's for one, matagal ka hindi nakita, and number two, it's after effect of the pandemic we're in. You were forced to be shut in, and so you had no other place to go but inside, and that's scary. But I think that's good that you have that kind of perspective onto it, because you know, for some people, independence is a really scary thing, and I suppose it is.
And I think din naman sa akin, it took a very long time for me to love this hat. It's not my favorite before, like, I'm always wearing this hat. And I'm not wearing it very nicely. Parang I'm wearing it na parang paslant, ganun. So parang hindi ko siya na-wear ng... Hindi ko na,
that makes
parang,
sense. I was wearing the hat, but you know, it was slanted. So it's not something that you're really taking full control of or you're full cognition.
Tsaka parang hindi mo na-fully na-maximize yung capacity nung hat na yon into helping you sa everyday life mo. And I think that's what the 2 years of pandemic helped me, na taught me, na because kasi diba, prior to pandemic, I'm always wearing the party girl hat alongside with the independent hat. Diba? Dalawa sila.
If you're going back to your earlier, Kuda, you're always talking about you're scared about taking this. You're scared of being alone with your thoughts. But now,
diba, I'm always calling out people pa sa condo ko, because dito kayo magstay kasi I love having people around. But now I'm more interested in myself pag mag-isa ko because of the things that I do during it, like resting. Siguro kasi pagod ako sa work, pagod ako sa I mean, it's so great na may mga nakakausap na akong tao and everything, pero like yung stillness talaga, it's something na I really appreciate, na meron akong may part of me talaga na gusto na ng ganun ngayon. Ewan ko, siguro sa dahil na super busy sa work, and like I yearn for rest more often.
Because I think you've already dedicated that part of a part of yourself towards other things, which is normal, I suppose. But anyway, sige. To me,
ikaw,
the hat that I'm interested in is my work hat.
Okay.
Because I think my work hat has changed
recently.
recently is not the fact that nag-change ako ng trabaho, but I think my attitude towards work. No, definitely I could have better work habits, but I think it's just the general attitude towards it. Before, kasi anything and everything for work. Na it's very, they call it a very kamikaze kind of thing, diba? It's kamikaze because it works, but it's a one-time, big-time thing. Because that's what kamikaze jet fighters planes are, diba? They that's what in for Pearl Harbor kamikaze planes, naglanding sila, and it was so, and trigger warning, suicide bomb, diba?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And I think that was my mode of work before. And I thought, and that's what, and I relished in that because I think, not to say that I'm old, no, but I think that was the work environment I thrived in before. We're in, there's glory in suffering for your work. Which is, you know, I suppose there is a grain of truth in that. Because nothing, you know, the ones that are truly worth, you know, it takes time and hard work. But, you know, right now that I've learned the limitations of my, you know, sabi ko nga, alam mo, I mean, this sounds bad, no, but I think the pandemic came at the nick of time because I'm pretty sure if nagpatuloy pa ako sa mga live events around that time, I would have lost all connections, contacts in during the pandemic, if the pandemic came later. What does that mean? My God, like literally, I was missing deadlines na, and so I literally got a message from a client na, hi, ito na pala yung half ng bayad mo. I really cannot work with the writer na, who cannot, he has his own schedule. And that was a sign for me, na, oh my God, you've done fucked it up. So, and sabi ko, and then sabi ko, that's understandable. That was my, I was in the wrong, and no amount of excuses can make up for it. Thank you for considering me.
And yeah, yeah, because the way you worked before, it was just like you and not stopping, and you against many things, and all of those things are work. Hindi siya, it's not, wala kang any, I mean, kasi for you before, I think, eto, based on my observation, I think for you before, work is also
play.
Parang, parang masaya ka sa work mo. But you know, work is work and work tends to eat you up.
Yeah, if you para do sabi it so nila, often. No? Yung para sabi ng doctors, may in-interview ako dati na doctor na pag sinabi, nag-exercise ka ba? Opo, ano exercise mo? Walking po. Walking to work is not exercising. sabi niya, walking to work is not exercising. Walking from Makati City Hall to your office is not exercising. That's already part of your stress from work.
Tama.
So you're not exercising. Yun yung sabi sa akin ng doctor ko. I felt so called out.
And then, see, I'm exercising. I'm getting my 10,000 steps in po, doc.
But it's not because it's already. So it makes sense yung sinabi mo na, you know, to me, work was play and play was work. And that's a very dangerous combination because you no longer recognize when you're really getting rested or when you're really doing something to ease your burdens or to ease your burdens of within work. And you're no longer, ano, you're no longer aware if you're playing with your work.
Tama.
And
pero ano, siguro as a silver lining na lang, you wouldn't be as good as you are right now if it weren't for that.
Well,
kasi you had years of like training kasi you're always doing work.
Yeah, I get by. But you know, with my new work, it really shows that I have a lot to learn. My boss would say, "Hi, boss." Marami ba akong kakainin bigas? And that's okay. But at the same time, I think, you know, that's why I said, you know, I'm interested in my work cat. I would love to meet him. I would like her. Well, ayaw ko naman nagtotong astral bug out of the body experience. Brokot yun. So, you know, if I could enter an alternate universe and be able to meet my work self, if that makes sense, I would like to see him and ask him stuff. Actually, I'd like to meet my past work self because, well, now I think I like to think now I'm much healthier around other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because before, because you know, because work was play and play was work, it was bad to work with. But now I like to think, I hope. I think that's the only best thing you can do. You hope that you're now a better person, diba? But I also miss that part of my old self wherein.
Yeah, kasi it's a very well, kasi pagka ganun naman kasi yung passion mo, it's always there. Parang yung fire mo, it's never parang it's always burning, really really na malakas. But now it's
I'd like to I don't miss him, but I would need his counsel every now and then, or I would need his energy every now and then in terms of, because I think that my past self could always make things happen even at the last minute. Pero ngayon, well, thankfully na umaabot naman, but at the same time, alam mo yun, nararamdaman ko na yung threat ng deadline. Gets mo ba? Mas, parang
before, alam mo, nagigets ko yan, kuya, but kasi nung bagong pasok din, well, at until now, to be honest, because like, madalas ko tinatanong sa mga workmates ko because I work with my best friend, di ba? Kasi pagkaparas kami ng company, like ko tinatanong sa kanya, hindi mo rin ba naiintindihan? Like, ginagawa mo lang din ba to out of deadline and not because you know it? Like, kasi hindi ko, kasi legit, like, ginagawa ko lang siya hindi dahil alam ko siya, dahil kailangan ko lang siya ipasa. And so, yung the quality, I'm really devastated. It's one of my insecurities right now is that I can't produce quality work as I did before. Because, you know, nung nasa college ako, I'm always, lagi tayong, lagi akong parang, okay, alam ko yan. You know?
Pero nahihirapan right ako, pero alam ko yan.
Pero ngayon, nahihirapan ako, di ko na alam, and I don't know what I'm doing. Like, legit, para kong feeling ko, I'm in my worst, what do you call this? Imposter syndrome self right now.
But I think that's a good thing in itself, Athena, then. Because, well, it keeps you on your toes to not, not shift things around.
And I also, think na, parang doon na-humble ako. Na-humble yung self ko.
Mm.
I think na-humble yung work hat self ko na I'm not that good. I'm not as good as I thought I was. And madami pa akong need na matutunan before ako maging as close as na, galing mo. Yung ganun lang. Hindi pa ako matatawag na ganun. Siguro, kaya naiyak ako recently nung yung isang client yung isang consultant namin parang medyo boss ganun na thank you daw sa help namin, di daw nila magagawa lahat ng work na yon kasi the client that I'm working with right now is a very complicated client. So,
all clients are.
Oh, pero this one is like super special complicated. So, and lalo na ngayon, it's my first time working on it and I don't have any supervision at all. Then I have to claim it as mine, as my client. Doon ako eh, kasi parang, I'm always looking for someone na Di ganyan yan, ganyan yan. But no, kailangan ko ma-understand na I don't need someone to spoon feed me everything. I have to learn it by myself. And that's the hardest pill to swallow.
Sige. You know what's funny? At abot tayo sa susunod na topic natin. That's actually one of the... Your work self is actually a hat that I actually admire.
Mm.
Because like, for example, when things go south or even before, no, pag kalagitnaan ng pag-ano ko, na natotorete na ako sa trabaho and stuff like that, you're always going to be the one who will be able to pull things together.
Mm.
Like,
ano ba to?
The validation night pala. Fishing night pala.
Nagka-dalawa lang tayo. Lagi tayo nagpa-validation
night. Kasi kulang tayo sa validation.
Okay, continue.
I mean it. Like, for example, a scene is not working. A scene is not working. And then I will just leave. And then you would go come back. And then it turns out, kinausap mo na yung actor. And somehow the scene is working again. And even sa Kudazzers, yung internal trappings ng Kudazzers, parang you would, my God, as simple as yung link ng Zoom meeting na to. You're the one who has the energy to swipe back and find yung conversation. I don't have that, ano. I mean, it's not that I don't have it. It's not impossible for me. But alam mo yun, yung parang, ayun, magsa-scroll back ako or magsa-search pa ako. And alam mo yun, that kind of stuff. Those things, I can't find a simple terms. The minutiae, the minute details, those kinds of details, those are the things that escape me. Which is, sabi ng boss ko, is my problem. Alam mo, since problem ko siya, tatawanan ko na lang siya para hindi ako matakot sa kanya. Anyway, it's those things that escape me. And that's actually one thing I have come to admire. At the same time, one of the things, and to me, it's also the independent hat, no? I mean, it sounds like right now I'm sounding like an old broken record, but to me, it's really that. But if anything, you're handling adulting 10 times better than I was when I was your age. Alam mo yun? I mean, this, of course, and then ako sa, of course, may trade-off yun. But at the same time, I wish I had my life that put together when I was your age. Alam mo yun? Sabi ko nga, so kaya nga tawang-tawa ako dun sa isang post sa Twitter na hindi ko pa, well, sobrang layo ko man sa pangarap ko, pero at least dalawa na government ID ko. Because to me, that was what I was at your age. Malayo man ako sa pangarap ko, pero at least dalawa na government ID ko. Ganun. And it's, I have a good news.
Ano?
May ATM na ako.
Oh my God, I'm so proud. Ang tagal din nun, ha? Lagi tayo nag-M Lowell year before.
I don't know, mga kapitbahay. Ano nga yan? Nag-SWOT analysis kami ng boss ko. Problem ko is red tape. Anything that requires red tape, problem ko yan. Parang,
and I think, oo nga. Historically.
Okay. Kuya, kailangan ng permission. Hindi ko kailangan ng permission. Gagawin ko na ito ngayon. Kuya, kailangan ng ganito papers. Huwag na natin gawin kasi ang daming kailangan gawin. So, alam mo yun, parang, so I'm trying to conquer things one by one. And you already conquered. I mean, it's so stupid. But I guess yung trade-off. I mean, kaya ako magbasa ng sampung reading sa gabi, pero wala akong ano, wala akong ATM nun. So I guess yung trade-off no, which is, I guess it's, I suppose, at the end of the day, syempre sasabihin din naman natin, hindi naman yun yung measure niya, but I was already 24, 25, hindi rin naman ATM. Kailan lang ako nagkaroon ng ATM, nakikita ko. And okay, kaya yung mga kapitbahay, if in case you feel delayed, don't worry. I had my first ATM at 28.
Tama.
Well, I had an ATM naman before, pero kasi never lumagpas nung time na yun, never lumagpas ng 20,000 yung ano, yung laman ng ATM na yun. So parang ano lang yun, bayad ng bills. So ang laman lang, parang lang siyang digital wallet noon. They get me.
Mm.
Hindi siya nakabangko talaga. So anyway, yun. I admire your work and your independent hat, yung self-care hat mo, because I wish I had that when I was your age. I wish I had that mindset when I was your age.
lasting that long sa work, that takes a certain kind of attitude, or that takes a certain kind of gumption that some people can benefit from, or a lot of people can benefit from. Me, I can benefit from that. Definitely, I can benefit from that. So, yeah, that's what I admire. That's the hat that I admire sa'yo.
I admire your work hat right now, not your past work hat. I mean, I used to admire that work hat, but siguro, through growth, and based on mga kwento mo ngayon, I admire your work hat right now. And I mean, it's not...
Kaya't wala akong attention to details.
Yeah, and hindi, I mean, hindi kasi it takes from someone who wears his work hat before like that, and to changing it to admitting na madami ka pang kailangan kakaining bigas. It's such a fresh hat for you. And I think, and I admire that na you became more human in terms of work. Kasi you used to work like a robot before. And I mean, we used to work like a robot. I mean, ako hindi. Because I used to play a lot then before. So, I guess, yung robot na yon, I never got to see the human out of that. I mean, I got to see it like kapag ka nagiinuman na tayo, kapag ka nagyosi tayo. And siguro kaya ako napayosi, lagi ako sumasama sa yosi because I get to see the human side of that work hat before. Eh kasi you never wear, hindi mo tinatanggal yung work hat mo before. So
I literally had a hat before.
Like, parang nakasu yung hat mo na yun. And, you know, like most things, kapag tatanggalin mo na yung hat na sinew mo, syempre, masakit siya. And it takes a lot of guts, parang, natanggapin yun sa sarili mo na, madami pa akong kakainin bigas because I don't know a lot of things and I don't know all, everything.
It was, I thought I already done my, which is, I guess, shows how much proud I was to be when I was younger. I thought I already done my growing up when I was younger. But then now, you know, taking on a new venture, thriving in a new environment, not just in terms of work, but generally, you know, I feel 21 all over again.
And I think it's nice kasi parang na, and I think also nakaka-help na we get this avenue, the Kudazos. I mean, una naman talaga, we started Kudazos, you guys started Kudazos for this parang time capsule. I always think of Kudazos as time capsule. Mm. I mean, sometimes, you know, Kudazos gets to be work as well to us. Pero it's more so a time capsule for us.
Then I treated it as work. That's why, you know, before I was we were able to dole out so many content at the time. But then again, you know, maybe it's the pandemic and stuff like that. I mean, I was able to see Kudazos for in another light. And you know, listening the other day, my Spotify was in shuffle, you know, and I was listening to podcasts that, and then I shuffled to Kudazos and it was one of our earlier episodes. And I was kind of amazed how self-assured I was.
Diba? It, like, when you're looking back to our old selves, and we have this avenue to look at it, na ibang-iba yung kung paano tayo magsalita on how we build our thoughts before, and kung paano natin binibuild yung thoughts natin ngayon. And such, ang weird, pero also, ang galing.
You know what's funny nga is the other day, I was trying to do TikTok kasi yun yung assignment ng boss ko sa akin. Na, try mo mag-TikTok. Para hindi ka ma-ano. Because, you know, I work in the advertising industry. So one way or another, I have to be acquainted with the mechanics of social media.
Tama.
Na, because paano mag-recommend ng TikTok kung hindi ko naman siya ginagamit, diba? Tapos parang sabi niya, sabi ko, boss, eh ano, hindi po ako sumasayaw. Sabi ko, hindi mo kailangan sumayaw. Kapatid, hindi mo kailangan sumayaw. Yun yung sabi niya sa akin. Yung ano, magsimula ka sa mga TikTok na pwede mong gawin habang nakahiga.
Tama.
And I tried. Tapos, ang nakita ko is yung, which was so funny na parang,
you parang ano siya, parang yung carousel roulette kind of thing na, na, na parang what words what comforting words do you want, would you need to hear right now, tas chinek ko and stuff like that, and then alam mo kung ano lumabas,
ano,
your younger self is proud of the person you're becoming.
Oh yeah.
And alam mo yun, parang
as cliche as it sounds,
as
it's true.
As it may sound, maybe at one point, knowing my past self, parang sabi, yeah, that's good. You're being ano, you're being nice. You're a nicer person, I guess. But where's the fire? Where's the drive? Yung pili ko yun yung sasabihin ng self ko, which I guess I have a counter argument na rin naman.
Alam mo, my old self will say the same.
Because I think we were in the same circle. We were informing each other. That's why we understand. And at the same time, we see very similar on that. And I think this would be a very different, maybe Sari and Ina would have a very different hat na they would say that they admire sa atin if, you know, they were here. Which is kind of sad, no? But then, you know, we're making do. But that's why you recognize you ano yung changes na yun sa akin, and that's why I also recognize the changes na yun sa yun. But then, yeah, I guess perhaps TikTok was right, no? I mean, as arbitrary as it may sound, I mean, there's no scientific proof that TikTok was right, no? But sometimes that's what you do, eh? You tell yourself comfortable lies. Sabi nga ni Joan Didion, my favorite writer, we tell our stories in order to live. And those stories are not just narrative stories. Those stories also include the lies, the white lies, that we have to tell ourselves every day in order to live. Maybe for now, the one thing that's going to make me get up tomorrow morning is your younger self would be proud of them. And because I think now, you know, aside from, I don't know if this makes sense, huh? I think now I'm doing a different kind of self-care, which is biting the bullet.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Often, can you explain further?
Right now, kasi, when we think of, you know, of self-care, it's always retreating to either a secluded place or whatever, vacationing, something like that. But when in fact self-care also means taking the bitter pill in order to get better.
Yes.
So now my bitter pill is it's going to sound very, I don't know, very bourgeois. You know, my bitter pill is, you know, accepting that I have to take right now with given situation, right now with what's happening with the country and everything else. I need some form of structure. I need a sense of stability. That's why I need to take the work. Because with the way I was supporting myself while before, you know, it wasn't bad. But at the same time, I'm also not like getting any younger.
Mm.
And at the same time, I think I also need that kind of experience in order to gain gravitas. I think it's no secret that I want to be a teacher. No? Imagine me telling students that you have to bite the bullet, or you have to do the hard work if
you didn't do it,
or you have to be nice if I wasn't, right? So I think now that's also one of the things that I have to I'm now just thinking that this is going to be a good story. That's my goal, at least at the that what were kung pag na-reach kang limit or na-reach kang end ng chapter na to, you know, wherever it may lead, I would like it to be a good story, even if it has its failures and stuff like that.
And those failures make up good stories.
Yeah, often. What about you? It's another question sa akin, maybe to close in the kudan. What hat are you excited to develop or to see more of? Which hat of yours? Yours and mine.
Mine, siguro ako, I would want to develop more of my relationship hat. I mean, I always talk about this, that I'm in a relationship. Okay, in your face, guys. Lagi ako nasa relasyon na ako. Pero, you know, I'm having a hard time, you know. I'm having a hard time in this commitment thing, you know.
Because you were selfish, I think.
Yeah, because it's also because it also counts na I've been single for a very long time and I wasn't looking for anyone for a very long time.
And you took pride in that.
Yes, and like, oo nga, and then I was like, yeah, single is so fun, you know.
And you were that single person who, who kind of shits on people in relationships.
Yeah, and I was like, parang, you know, being single is so fun. You know, your relationship, boo, ganon. And now I'm in a relationship, and now those years is taking a toll on this hat. Because I have to unlearn all of that. She needs to unlearn all of that. Yung hat na yun. Because, you know, it's a partnership and that hat is a very selfish hat and it's not a very good person hat. And I think naman I'm one step forward na because I'm already admitting these things because I used to be so proud of, you know, I'm put together. And I think it takes a lot of maturity
and heartbreak to
actually admit to yourself na, oh, I'm not a very good person to be with, you know. And I'm really grateful that my partner right now is very understanding about that. Kasi,
sabi,
you know,
sa'yo, dudong type yung magiging
tawa. and I really think na if ibang person to or someone who isn't as patient as he is, they will just walk away. And it's easy to walk away from this hat. Kasi I make it easy for them because it's hard for me
That's very hard to admit. I mean,
because even if I'm in a relationship with myself right now, I would walk out of this relationship.
you would walk out of yourself.
Oh, kasi, you know, nag-self-reflect ako and on how shitty of a person I am.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's a heartbreak for me because I used to be, you know, lagi ko din kasi naririnig sa ibang tao na, mature mo naman mag-isip, ang healthy-healthy mo mag-isip. No,
bitch, you thought?
Bitch, you thought? You know, lahat nun, parang lahat ng mga sinasabi ko before, ay parang, oh, busog na busog ako. Dami kong kinaing sa rito. Pero yun.
Narinig ko yung uso.
Pero I'm curious to see and I want to develop, and I think naman I'm slowly unlearning those things, and I always catch myself na getting mad over silly things. I always catch myself, and then but I still get mad. Like, it's hard unlearning to the trust, yung because I trust myself, but do I trust other people? And in partnership, you need to trust the other person, right? Mm. So it's hard to do that.
I think we're the opposite now. I trust other people, but they don't trust me. I think that's what happens. But anyway, sige, continue.
Yun, kasi nga, I was really selfish na, you know, because single life, independent life, that facade that I was wearing, you know, I was really lonely that time.
You know, in a way, when you think about it, those two things are not exclusive. Are exclusive, I mean. Being single doesn't mean you're independent, and being independent doesn't mean you're single.
Tama. And it's one thing that I've learned na, and I think I've already got that independent, like, I'm loving myself a little bit more, but I have to let myself love other people the way that they want to love me, not the way I want them to love me.
Because I think independence is involves a certain sense of self-reliance, and at the same time, it's a letting go of the fear of solitude. Not being alone, but solitude. But nawala yung ibig sabihin, yung gusto mong sabihin. Sige, tuloy. See, my old self will never do that. Charat.
Pero, iyon, I'm curious kung saan dadalhin ang hat na to. Or,
yung kabuhat.
Because I think this hat had her breaking point eh. Nagka-breaking point na. And, thanks to retrograde. Charat. Pero, nagka-breaking point na siya. And, I think, it starts there na. And like, and I think one thing na kulang sa akin is, you know, all people always talks about me na, like, nobody calls me out sa attitude ko. And I think because I always show this facade of me, of that I'm a good person. And I mean, I think I'm a relatively, you know, good person, but nobody's a perfectly good person.
We all like to think so. We're relatively good people. Anyway,
pero you know, walang perfectly good person. There's always a flaw. And
of course.
And I think this hat fears that her flaw, that the flaw will be seen by other people and that she will be judged. And because I always speak things that are commendable, that used to speak those things, and like, tapos parang natatakot siya siguro na, she doesn't walk the talk. So parang, she's all talk, she's not walk. Parang, walang gawa.
So parang, I think that's really going to be part of it, because sabi nga nila, to love someone is to give them a knife in the back. To give them a knife and then turn your back on them. Because that's what it is. You're letting that person become aware and, you know, see even the dustiest corners of your soul. And that's a very scary thing.
Yeah, and ngayon ko lang na-realize how important it is to let other people in. Na you can't have a solid partnership with someone if you're always thinking na ako, ako, ako.
Mm-hmm.
Na hindi tayo. And I think that's the selfish part of me, which you know, that hat is unlearning naman. So, yun, I'm curious kung saan dadating, yun. I think that is the heart, the hat that is the most growing right now. Yung nag-grow siya ngayon, continuously.
What about me? Except sa work, what other hat are you interested in?
Your play hat.
Theater hat.
Mm.
Ah, no, play.
Play, as in yung play na, ano, I mean, the enjoy na yung rest, like, the things that you enjoy. Kasi, di ba, sabi mo nga, you lost your fire, and those fire came because you think you were playing when you're working. And I think yung fire na yun will be rebuilt if you think you're playing. If you're enjoying, like, if you're doing something you're passionate about. Kasi, you know, work is there na. Okay? May structure na. Where is that? Like, wala. Siguro kasi, kaya tayo na burn out because we don't have that avenue to release those parang walang release nung fire na ano, walang pampasilab. Wala tayong ginagawa na pampasilab. And I'm curious to see you again be happy about the things that you are doing. Because right now, I think, may structure ka and I know you're getting by and I know you're in a very happy and healthy relationship. But that doesn't mean that you're, you know, that you're na parang complete. Like, it's never complete without that with you. Because, you know, we're passion-driven people. I think the both of us. And I think that's what got us by before. in a very unhealthy way. but you know, we were happy back then na, you know, na we're, meron tayong ginagawa for the sake of our passion.
Yeah, but because before, I don't think we didn't have any response, or we didn't think of any response.
Yes. To ourselves. Mm. And so, now, I'm curious to see how you would develop that in with all of these things na happening in your life. And, you know, I think kaya naman once you get settled in with this job. And
that's
then,
what we always tell ourselves. No? But let's see. Mm. I hope. I'm confident. I'm hopeful. On my end, what I want to develop, I think it's going to be cliche if I say work. No? Take my student hat.
Ooh.
I take my student Ooh. Hat. Because I think I love studying. And I think, and to me, studying is involves talking to people, eh? Because that's how I develop my ideas. And you know, being in a pandemic, yeah, of course we were doing good at, you know, we were talking about stuff, you know, maybe profound stuff, quote unquote profound stuff and stuff like that. But it really, to me, when looking back, it didn't really count as a conversation because still we were doing it still out of obligation. They get the timing.
Yes.
So yes, nakakapag-usap, may nakakausap ako, but it's not really that kind of conversation where you can just be and let your self light yourself on fire in that conversation. Which is to say, I don't have that with Toto. I mean, Toto and I have fun conversations.
It's a different, kasi it's
but
different.
But it's also different. I wish I could have that again. I wish to be. I mean, again, it's not Toto's fault, you know. It's just it's the same thing when he talks about numbers. It's going to be gibberish sa akin. And while of course, you know, Toto could volunteer to do that, but you know what sabi ko, hindi mo naman yung magagamit on a very practical level. Alam mo yun. I think on your case, given you already have a set life, it's better listening to it and every time asking questions as opposed to divesting yourself in that regard. But you're under no obligation to know the things that I do in order to, you know, have for us to have that conversation. No, that's what I have friends. That's what friends are. That's what my friends are for. But at the same time, because it's been so long, I always feel like right now, or lately, I always have to translate myself when talking to people, if that makes sense. And I kind of miss being able to talk like that without having the need to. This is going to sound condescending. Having the need to simplify things, because of course, that's also a fault that I have to conquer eventually, or I have to manage eventually. But that's how. Sometimes that's how I operate. Sometimes I have to go to this long-winded conversation. It's funny because I'm doing it right now. I have to go into some long-winded monologue in order to drive to a point. But at the same time, it's not fun, or it's not as fun when, you know, it's not as fun now. Especially when I'm surrounded with work, you know. Yeah, they have their own gifts and they have their own strengths, and as much as they want to, you know, and I could see them trying to accommodate. So I think they see it because they've met me. You know, these are people that I've already worked with before. Mm-hmm. And God bless their hearts for trying to accommodate that part of me. I could see it every day. What do you think, Liz? So I mean, you know, they would ask those questions. But it's hard for me to say because, you know, we're in a timed meeting, you have work to do. I cannot parang lately I always feel like I'm always rushing to finish my sentences.
Yeah,
does that make sense? Yeah. And I think that kinda took a blow on me. Even before, when you know, when I was still in the province, again, same situation. God bless my parents for trying to understand me, but it's not the same because we have different worldviews and values. But yeah, in any case, ganyan. And aside from that, siguro, I'd like to develop my son hat.
Oh, that's new. Okay.
Yeah, because I rarely talk about my family aside from, you know, maybe bad experiences or funny experiences, but never in a sentimental way, no? But I'd like to develop my son path because, well, my parents are getting older. That much is clear. And at the same time, I also would like to be able to do something for them. You know, even in the smallest of things. Like, for example, although feeling ko mahirapan ako dun sa gusto ni mommy. Like, for example, sa mommy pa, forever niya na pinapangarap ko talaga ng grand piano.
Medyo mahal yun.
Medyo mahal yun. Alam mo yun, na parang...
Pwede po ba organ lang muna?
I know she's not going to play it because she doesn't play anymore. And, you know, the part of the reason why she wants that grand piano is because her mom used to play the piano.
Oh, that's so...
I remember I was, my Spotify was on shuffle. And then nagplay yung, I forgot the Rush of the Valkyries. Basta yung ano yung tone is, yeah, tumugtog yun. And then my mom suddenly cried. No, not cried. She cried the best she can. Then naluha siya, nagpupuna siya ng luha niya. Na involuntarily lumalabas. Sabi ko, oh, nangyari sa'yo, ma. Tapos sabi niya, then nalala ko na yung mom ni Kobe. Imagine, she's already in her 65, 60s, not late 60s, 65, 67. And her mom has been dead longer than she is alive.
Oh my gosh.
Her mom died, I think, 56. Now my mom is 65, 67, ganyan. So she's older than her mom now. And even then, no, she, ala, naluluha ako. And even then, even the grief is still there. And I guess, I don't know if this is morbid, you know, but if one day, may magkaroon na pag-iba, mag-ampon na kami, or mag-ampon man ako ng anak or something, gusto ko yung may marinig din akong kantas, may iyak ako, and it's because I miss my mom in a very, very good way. And of course, even my dad too. No? So I just want to do something good. Or something that, you know, that will make them happy, happy, stupidly happy. Not maluwalhati happy, because I know I can't do that because I alam nila hindi ako ikakasal. I'm never going to get married in church. I cannot give them that because that's what they want for me, being, you know, the age that they are, but I cannot give them that. So I'll compensate.
You can give them other things.
I'm not going to get married. You won't see me wearing a suit,
tuxedo,
you know, tuxedo and say I do, but I can give you that grand piano you've always been saying, you know, as far as I can remember. I can, or kung ano man, or si daddy, kung ano man yung gusto niya, yung mga stuff like that. You know, it's just, I think that's very Asian of me, no? Yung that kind of filial piety na, you know, when it comes down to it, they're not obligating me for anything. And yet, I feel that kind of obligation and responsibility. Or that, I wouldn't say burden, but that kind of feeling, you know? Anyway, and for you, what I want to see is, I think I'd like, this is going to sound cliche for me to say this, I'd like to see you develop your artist hat.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I
let
think,
her go a little bit for something.
I think we all did at one point. You know? It's not because that you didn't love it, but because life happens and that's not a bad thing. It's not our fault. But I also think, don't leave her way too far back, because I think she's to me, she's way better than you realize. Maybe you know, part of the reason why you had to let her go because you didn't think that, you know, it was fun, it was, yeah, that was fun, but you know, this is where I am. But I also think now, no, I don't think so, and I don't think I didn't think your talent, I don't know, maybe you were back then, you were thinking that my talent is enough for me to survive or to have fun with whatever it is that I'm doing right now. But I think your talent as an artist was more than just enough to get by. I think it had the capacity to be greater than you could have ever imagined. And in, you know, in the spirit of validation night, diba? Ay, hindi kita tututukan ng ganun if I didn't think so.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm excited. Of course, you're doing your dance, but you know, I would like to see you take other creative projects. Not doesn't have to be theater, but you know, just something out of the box or something that
just different.
I know. It's making me sad as well. Na because sabi ko nga, I'm a passion-driven person. Na pag-usapan namin to ni Martin usually. Lately, nung lumabas kami, kaming tatlo, napag-usapan namin ni Martin na I'm not like him ka ako because I'm a passion-driven person. So I usually get burned out sa corporate job. Because, you know, pag nag-work ka sa corporate job, you don't have to have passion. You have to have structure. You have to have na parang you need to be money-driven because, you know, may susweldo ka every month. And for me, parang nasa-strip away yung pagiging ako kapag every time na nababurnout ako sa work. And pag burnout ako sa work, lagi ko naisip na what if I took masterals na or something, I develop one of those things or I continue doing this and a lot of things. And that makes me sad kasi I used to be so passionate about all of the things that I'm doing. And now I'm just, you know, I mean, it's not bad, you know. I'm not in a bad place right now, but I want to see myself be, I think I would be much happier than I am right now if I'm doing a lot of things that I'm passionate about. Na, while doing my work. And na, you know, I'm doing something na I truly, truly love. You know, because I'm dancing, but that's not really, I mean, okay, I like dancing, you know, but it's not the things that I can, it's not yung dancing, I cannot speak about it in words that I speak na hindi ko siya ma-explain as accurately the way that I feel compared to the way that I feel about theater when I'm doing theater. Because kapag nag-theater ako before, I used to, you know, I have a lot of things to say, but now I'm just, yeah, ganun na lagi reply ko.
Even if you're not sure about them, you say them anyway because they're activated. You know what? Napaisip ako doon habang ako doon natin. Sabi ko, akala ko, maigi lang ito. Sabi ko, 45 minutes tapos na. Napaisip nga ako eh. Am I operating on the same principle? Do I have to love the things that I do in order for me to be activated? And then I realized what was it that I was missing. Grabe nagkaroon na catharsis during the day. I don't have to do the things that I love, but I have, but right now, but I think what I need to do is to do something that I believe in.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? It's not that I don't believe in money. Money is great, people. I love money.
Yeah, I love money, you know.
But I'm doing it out of need, but it's not driven out of something, out of some...
Out of love. Know. Na parang, I don't love.
I don't know if I'm being pa-edgy dito, but... I think I work best when I'm curious, when it's driven by curiosity. Passion is one thing, but curiosity is another. And for me, curiosity is stronger because curiosity adds fuel to passion for me. As opposed to the other, it's as opposed to passion fueling my curiosity. Usually it's curiosity first, and then from there, it feeds you the drive. And now, again, it's not that I don't, you know, believe. It's not that I don't like working with the people that I'm with. It's not that I don't believe them. It's just that I've lost faith in all that I am, as dramatic as this may sound. But this is the, you know, of course, I'm being hyperbolic too. No? I've lost faith in all that I was. But the things that I believe in, I've lost faith in. Does that make sense? Parang the scene... Somewhere in between the pandemic, something fundamental was crushed. I don't know if it's...
It's because everything that we were doing before, all of a sudden, hindi na natin siya ginawa. And parang, it's not something na we had completely control over.
And yeah, and also
to walk away to something na, you know, because we were always on the edge of something great. You're always on the edge of something great. And to walk away from that is so heart-wrenching. Na parang ang hirap Kaya nga, that's the, it's one of the reasons why I don't watch plays. I don't, kasi if I watch plays, I think I would be too sad because I'm not doing it anymore. And so, yeah. And when
it's
I,
not,
pa, kaya,
it's
pero,
not about ano, succeeding.
No? It's about not, doing the things that I love. Like, gusto ko siya gawin, but I can't do it.
It's the process of it.
Oh, you know, even parang, though I hated it during that time, like, ugh, gusto na magpahinga, ganun. Pero, I was really the happiest at that time, nung, ano.
Well, I think, whether we're going to be happy or not, that's an answer we're going to let future Athena and future you because I'm haba na talaga ng kwenta na to. But yeah, I think we had a, I like this kuda. You know, I'm always scared when it's just the two of us. Not because I don't like talking to you. No, it's not that. It's far from that. But I'm always scared because I don't know what I'm going to say next. Because I think with the way we built our relationship, when we're around people, doon tayo nagbabaklaan. But I think when it's just the two of us, it's always, we're always talking about the real. I mean, what's real for us?
Mm.
Wherein we don't have to pretend to, maybe not pretend, we're in siguro, we don't have to wear our very, we're my party people hat. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, because even when we're friends, though, we're wearing a hat. That we're wearing the friend hat in the sense that I'm going to have to make sure that not none of my friend in this conversation is left out, or I have to make sure that, you know. I mean, but when it's just the two of us, we can talk about. This is going to be sound funny. We can talk about ourselves and not be so mean about it with each other. No, that's, we're talking about ourselves because we don't have anyone. Well, it's not we don't have anyone else, but that's, you know, that's the foundation we built ourselves on.
Mm. And,
you know, when we were built in terms of work and at the same time outside of it, we were always comparing notes.
Mm.
How things are and how to better or what are the next steps. That's why, you know, that's why I don't shy from it. Pag sinasabi ni Sari, or you guys may giga, or you guys hindi kayo nakatawad ko na, or so, late yung sinasabi ni Ina na, yung pa ako, sausage na. Sabi ko, oh my God.
Oh my God, sausage! Sausage! Akala ko Jesus. Sabi ko, ganyan ba yung paa ni Jesus? Sabi ko.
Hindi. I mean, I think it's a pun na sausage na Jesus. But at the same time, I think it's really, parang, you know, Ina can do it because she's Bisaya. Yung parang binibisaya niya. Usage na talaga. Eh, malala ka na talaga. Yung mga gaganan. Yung pa nagkakaroon siya din na ako. Ganon. So, yeah, guys, kung gusto niyo makita yung feet pics ni Ate Ina, 100 pesos lang pa sa GK.
Nagbenta ng feet pics!
O, Ina, pag may pumatol lang, ano yun natin? Patulan natin, then pabalik. Anyway, so, you know, I would buy it. I hope you had fun sa, ano, sa kadaan namin today. Because I had fun. It's always unexpected pag kami dalawa lang niya.
Tama, so, tama.
Akala namin, lagi namin sinasabi, 45 minutes tapos to. 30 minutes tapos to. But hindi, masyado kaming naaaliw sa ano namin, sa mga kuro-kuro namin sa sarili. But I hope, we sincerely hope you enjoyed this. And at the same time, we hope we were able to give you some few perspectives, things to think about. You know, because at the end of the day, yun naman lagi ang goal namin sa Kudazzers, ang mapag-isip ang mga ating mga kapitbahay, and at the same time, magbigay aliw na rin sa ating mga sitwasyon ngayon. So, of course, I'd also like to give this chance to thank Podcast Network Asia. Maraming salamat sa Podcast Network Asia sa pag-tease sa amin through thick and thin, through all the hats. And you've seen many hats. You've seen many hats. You stuck through with us.
Mm.
So thank you very much, Podcast Network Asia. You're the best. And of course, we'd also like to give this time. We'd also like to take this time to give a shout out to our co-affiliate guys. Give them a listen. You're also dishing out great content. Some of the things you might love end up loving, guys. Come on, guys. Give it a chance. Give it a try. It's free. Yeah. And ayun. And again, shout out kay Sari, pahinga ka. And again, pag kailangan mo kami, pag, you know, when it's overwhelming, just message us. Ina, ano, magpapadala na ba kami ng masahista dyan sa paa mo? sa paa mo, yung mamasahihin, na sabihin mo lang sa amin, may pera kami ni Athena. Wala na. Boy, for the first time, umorder na ako. Nag-place na ako ng order kahapon. Bumili na ako ng ano, ng bed palette.
I am so proud of you. It took how many years?
Alam mo, lagi ko sinasabi, Japanese aesthetic. Ulo, Japanese aesthetic. Wala ka lang pambili.
Bumili ka pa ng electric fan. Yun yung, ano, yun yung center ng
design. Uy, ano nga, it's different now. Kasi, di ba, before sabi ko, minimalist cami ako. But then, nung nag-start na kami mag-decorate din ng bahay ni Toto, my God, I realized na mas ano ako, mas magpie ako.
Ooh.
So magpie, mga kapitbahay, di ba mga magpies, yung mga ibon, sila yung, ang habit nila is magnakaw. Hindi naman ako magnanakaw, mga kapitbahay. Yung, they tend to get shiny things.
Mm-hmm.
And iniipon niya yun sa nest niya. So if you find a magpies na sometimes you find coins or keys or sometimes jewelries, there are stories like that wherein magpies actually ended up stealing very valuable pieces of jewels. So right now, and I'm interested in getting jewel tones, mga earth colors, ganyan, na something must live alive. Na parang pag gusto ko ang impression pag pumasok ng kwarto ko, parang, ha, it's a different dimension pag kasi compared mo dun sa ano, pag sa labas. But of course, that's a lifestyle na mahirap panindigan. Pero, you know, we're building that. Let's hope future youths. Let's hope.
Balikan natin
yan, mga kapitbahay. So, ayun. Again, maraming salamat sa makikinig, mga kapitbahay. Sorry na derail na naman kami. Again, this is youths.
And Athena here.
And y'all just listen to...
Good Dozers.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.